From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Afghan Taliban released a recording reputed to be its new leader, the message from Mullah Akhtar Mohammad Mansour, intended to reassure Taliban leaders as well as elders, clerics, and scholars that the Taliban jihad will continue until the Islamic system is brought to Afghanistan. Mullah Mansour says all decisions will be taken in the light of Islamic law, be it war or peace talks. He also said the Taliban leadership would make all efforts to maintain internal unity at all cost. Mansour's emphasis on maintaining unity in the Taliban ranks gives credence to reports that his appointment has caused rifts in the Islamic insurgent group. Harun Mir is an Afghan political analyst.
There's a lot of unknowns right now, but hopefully within the next few days we would know more about what will be the intentions of the new leadership, and if they could, if the new leader would be able to keep unity within the Taliban.
Mansour replaces Taliban founder Mullah Mohammed Omar, whose death has been confirmed by the Taliban, although the timing is unclear. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is in Cairo for talks about security issues and regional terrorism, including the threat posed by the Islamic State extremists. He arrived late Saturday in Cairo. He's expected to meet later today with Egypt's foreign minister. From Egypt, Mr. Kerry travels to Qatar, where he'll meet with the Six-Nation Gulf Cooperation Council, a group that has raised concern about the Iran nuclear deal and could it destabilize the region. This is VOA News. The parents and brother of a Palestinian toddler burned to death by suspected Jewish extremists were fighting for their lives on Saturday as protests over the arson attacks entered a second day. Firebombing of the family's home in the occupied West Bank, which killed the 18-month-old toddler, sparked an international outcry over Israel's failure to deal with violence by hardline Jewish settlers. Israeli military said that it has shot Lathgal near Ramallah on Friday after he hurled a firebomb at them. Yemen's exiled Prime Minister Khalid Baha made a brief but important visit to the newly liberated southern city of Aden on Saturday. Baha, who is also Yemen's vice president, toured war-damaged buildings, visited people wounded in the fighting. Prime Minister flew to Aden from Saudi Arabia, where the internationally-backed Yemeni government fled after the Iranian-backed Houthis seized Sana'a last year. World Health Organization says work is moving ahead on a plan to reform the organization's ability to respond speedily and effectively to international health emergencies. We get more now from Lisa Schlein at WHO headquarters in Geneva.
These reforms have been triggered by worldwide criticism of the World Health Organization's slow response to the Ebola epidemic in West Africa. The WHO's Director General, Margaret Chan, did not declare Ebola an international public health emergency until August 8, 2014. This was more than 4 months after Guinea had declared Ebola a national health emergency. Dr. Chan says WHO will be implementing reforms in six main areas.
The development of a unified program for emergency. Internally, within the organization, we are implementing faster, more streamlined internal procedures.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Zimbabwean wildlife authorities have suspended hunting of several species of big game after an American dentist killed a lion popular with tourists. Emmanuel Fundura is president of the Safari Operations Association.
Boar hunting has been suspended with immediate effect. No such hunting will be conducted unless it has been confirmed and authorized in writing by the Director General of Zimbabwe Parks and Wildlife Management Authority.
Mr. Fundia says that the American dentist had killed at the Zimbabwe Parks and Wildlife Management the Cecil the lion, who was killed during an illegal hunt, very popular with foreign and international tourists. You can get more news by going to our website, and you can find us at voanews.com. This is VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.